Newspaper editorials excoriated Lincoln for the cowardly way he had sneaked into Washington. Baltimore Police Chief George Proctor Kane insisted his force would have provided ample protection. The New York Times reported that he had slipped through Baltimore wearing a Scotch plaid cap and long military cloak, a false story, but one that stuck when the cartoonist drew fugitive sketches mocking him. Lincoln's presidency had taken a body blow before it had even begun, with all the hard work of his get-acquainted journey undone in one fell swoop. With just 9 days before his inauguration, Lincoln, instead of preparing himself for a difficult presidency, was having to cope with a PR disaster, accused of coming to the Capitol like a clown, as historian Bruce Catton put it, and further sowing misgivings among Northern leaders that he was not up to the job. Pinkerton came under fire as well. Lehman, hardly a fan of the detective, claimed Pinkerton's operatives swallowed a lot of harmless boasting by hotheads, which Pinkerton then used to concoct a conspiracy in order to drum up business for his agency. How much longer would the people of this country be the dupes of these private detectives? Railed the Chicago Democrat. Lehman claimed that Lincoln later told him he regretted letting Pinkerton talk him into sneaking through Baltimore. The post-war memoirs of other members of his traveling party suggested that Lincoln realized he had been poorly advised in the matter. Tellingly, Lincoln, a serial storyteller, never told an anecdote or joke about his secret passage through Baltimore, perhaps because he considered it a sore subject. If a plot had existed, many 20th-century historians have asked, why was no one ever arrested, tried, and punished for it?